School buildings are closed statewide until at least May 1st, which is changing the work lives of teachers, administrators, and hourly school employees. And as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jeannie Lindsay explains, it's up to locally elected school boards to decide whether and how to pay hourly workers during long-term closures.
Schools are technically still in a regular budget cycle, even though operations are anything but normal right now. And schools don't have to pay part-time or hourly employees, like janitors, cafeteria workers, or classroom support staff, when schools are closed. But executive director of the Indiana School Boards Association, Terry Spradlin, says he thinks most, if not all of them, are.
And we do have resources to pay all school personnel, because we have approved budgets through the school year.
Some districts have offered supplemental pay for employees who are still working during COVID-19 closures, but additional questions will likely arise as state officials decide the fate of the rest of the school year in the coming weeks. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jeannie Lindsay.